This is Healthy Children with Melanie Cole and expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics on Radio MD.
Most adults understand that sportsmanship encompasses respect for the game and the players and the rules and certainly the officials and about being the best that you can be. But we all see, whether it's in park district sports or school sports, collegiate, you see those bad sports, or your kids come off the field and they're kicking the ball, or they're throwing their water bottle, or whatever it is. How do you teach sportsmanship to your kids? Is it up to somebody else, or is it up to you? My guest, of course, Dr. David Hill, Vice President of Cape Fear Pediatrics in Wilmington and spokesman for the American Academy of Pediatrics, and fan favorite here on Radio MD. So, Dr. Hill, sportsmanship, do we teach it to our kids? Do we let somebody else do it? What do we do?
You know, I think in terms of teaching it to our kids, number one is setting an example, right? They're going to do what we do. So if you want your kid to learn sportsmanship and you are screaming that the coaches are blind from the side of the field, I think you're going to have a hard time with that, right? You know, they're looking at you to see how you're behaving. We were talking earlier about my son's travel soccer team, which is my main sports experience at this moment. And we had one of the refs come over at a travel game and say, "Hey, guys, I just want to make sure you guys know we keep it positive here, okay? Everybody, I don't want to hear any negative. I don't want to hear any screaming, no cursing. Just keep it positive." I was looking around at the other parents on our team and going, Do people do that?
Oh, they do.
That's not how we roll, you know? But then there's the one dad. He's got to come out of the woodworks now. He's like, "Offsides!" And like, you know, the ref actually came over and explained why he didn't call an offsides to our side of the field. I was very embarrassed. I think we're all hanging our heads. So number one, you got to set an example. If you want your child to have good sportsmanship, it starts with you, right? Number two, I think it's very dicey what to parent and how to let the coach. And I've seen some really nice, I don't know if there's scientific literature on this, but I've seen some lovely discussions online of this problem saying, you know, as long as you got a good coach, or even if not, be the parent. Your kid needs your congratulations or your hugs at the end of the game. They don't need you telling them how to swing the bat or how to kick the ball or how to improve their stroke. They have a coach for that. Be the parent. Ask them if they enjoyed the game. Did you have a good time? Did you learn something new? You know, what did you like about it? And for the most part, let the coach, right? If you have a concern, go talk to the coach about it and say, you know, I used to play baseball and I noticed that, you know, Johnny's swing could be a little more forceful. What do you think if we change his split position? How are you guys working on that? And then let the coach do it. Because after a bad game, they may just want a hug. They may not want to get in the car and drive an hour and a half back to wherever you came from, worrying that you're disappointed in
that them. you're gonna get on them. And I've seen so many parents just on the walk back to the car go, "You know, I was wondering why you didn't run faster, or why didn't you catch that ball? I was right there, and we've practiced those things so many times." And you see that, and the kids just kind of walking, and kids with good self esteem are kind of like, "Whatever, so I didn't catch the ball." But then see other kids kind of hang dog their head and go, "Oh, you know." So sportsmanship does start.
Yeah, they know it. They know they had a bad game already. So, you know, let them work on that. You're there for a hug and a shoulder, and you know, you can ask what do you want to work on this week, okay? But beyond that, let the coach, you parent.
Well, that's right. And we've all seen, as you say, those parents that stand on the side and say, "Why'd you take my kid out? Or why isn't he, you know, still pitching? Or why isn't he, you know?" And you do. I actually am that parent that has said, "Hey, will you just sit down and let these kids play?"
Yeah.
And then gotten in trouble for that because then the parent yells at me. But, you know, I think it's terrible when you see that. So give some more advice on what you want parents and coaches to do to encourage sportsmanship. So parents, it starts with us. Did you have fun? What do you want the coaches to do?
You know, I think if you feel like your coach is deriding the kids, there's a line between helping kids get better, letting them know what they need to do. I was a Taekwondo instructor for a while, and my kids went through the instructor program as well. And one of the things that we worked on at Taekwondo was how to instruct other kids and other adults. at the classes, you know, lower belts. And part of the rule was, you know, tell them what they're doing good, tell them what they can do better, and leave it at that. You know, that was a really nice high kick. Now, if you'll just get your head around and look at your opponent before you throw that kick, your aim is going to be even better, right? Let's see that next time. You can put all these things in very positive ways. And that's what these kids deserve. They're kids we're talking about, right? And do they need to get better? Yeah, that's what they're out there for. They're out there to learn. They're out there to improve. But do they get better when you just tell them how lousy they are? No, they get better when you say, I like the way you run, but you need to run a little farther. Maybe you can run a little faster. Maybe you can kick it up a little bit next time. This can all be positive. It doesn't need to be, you know, if somebody's coming off the field crying because of something that was said to them, you know, you got to ask, could that have been better?
Okay, so Dr. Hill, here's something that happened to us recently, and my daughter's now on softball, and this coach was not being mean to the girls, because there is that fine line, as you say, between a coach coaching, right. and the girls would stop halfway to first base to see if the ball that they just hit was caught, and he goes, run! Run! Why?
Yeah.
Why? Don't
right.
stop! Why are you not running? Run to first base! And a few of the girls, because he said, why are you not running, came off the field crying their eyes out. And right. one of them I joked with, I said, there's no crying in softball. You know, I made some little joke to laugh. The parents all laughed, but the kid didn't get it. And so they were like, I'm just not used to his coaching style. But are we over, you know, petting these kids? Are we, I mean, because there are coaches, Dr. Hill, that do a little screaming in the face. And this guy was not doing that. And so sportsmanship can be both ways. It can be, yes, you have to learn how to take one for the team. And yes, you want to learn that it's fun and yippee.
Yeah. You know, I think that's a very good point. And you ask, what is the impact? Is my kid still enjoying this or do they hate it? If they hate it, you got to ask what's going on. If they enjoy it, okay, this is working. I think one really critical skill is self-calming. I watch this with my son who plays goalie, and goalie, man, for a parent, that's tough because there's everybody sees what the goalie does. It's not like nobody is watching. By the time the ball gets to the goal, everybody is paying attention. If it goes badly, everybody, like, groans at the same time. And then, you know, he kicks the goalpost and yells at the defenders, why weren't you there? He comes off the field. This is the one thing that I will say. I'm like, you know, some self-calming skills might be really helpful here. And that's when you can work on something like meditation, mindfulness, just breathing. One of the things they're out there to learn is that every point is a point. That goal, that home run, okay, it's done, it's over. If you keep going, oh my gosh, we screwed that up, I'm so horrible, then the next one's coming through. And part of what they're learning out there is how to self-calm, how to self-regulate, and say, okay, that wasn't the play I wanted to see, and now we're in the middle of another play, so let's play that one.
Okay, so wrap it up for us about sportsmanship. We have about 30 seconds because this is such a great topic, and you're such a great speaker. So wrap it up for us, Dr.
Well, I think it starts with you, right? It starts with the example that you're going to set. Are you going to be positive? Are you going to, when the opposite team's goalie makes a good save, are you going to say, good job, keep? You know, you're appreciating great athletic performance, even when it's against your team. So show them what it looks like, and then when the game is over, be the parent. If you don't like the way the coach is coaching, bring that up with the coach. But let the coach be the coach. You be the parent. And then the kid can be the kid.
And that is what it's all about, parents. We have to teach our children about being good sports. And sometimes they're going to win and sometimes they're not. And certain coaches are the kind that yell a little and certain ones are not. And we teach our kids all about that because that's what teaches them about life. And life isn't always just exactly the way that they want it to be. But team sports are great for our kids. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.